This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Video pirates were able to use mobile apps from Meerkat and Twitter's Periscope to live stream the recent pay-per-view boxing match. Another new app called Popcorn Time has made their apps so slick that BitTorrent is as easy as Netflix to use, according to reports. Comcast internet subscribers told more than their cable payers for the first time. Serious injuries involving exercise equipment are surprisingly common. In 2012, 460,000 people in the U.S. were sent to the hospital for such injuries, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And of that, 32,000 were hospitalized or dead on arrival. Almost 250-page outside report on the NFL inflated football scandal from 2014 AFC Championship game seems to find that the balls were not handled correctly, and Tom Brady, the Patriots star quarterback, seems responsible and not credible. 57% of those surveyed do not want to know anything about their partner's sexual history. Bank of America has bowed to its stockholders and will put the question of promotion of their CEO to chairman on the ballot. There are 200,000 motorcycle couriers in Sao Paulo alone in Brazil. German train drivers have gone on strike, paralyzing rail traffic there. An experiment in Houston schools has found that for every 10% increase in incentive cash payments to students, pupils worked 8.7% harder. A similar increase in adult wages spurs adult males to work 3.2% harder. Polls indicate Hillary Clinton has largely survived recent many scandals. Mrs. Clinton is also helped in her own party by the enduring popularity of former President Bill Clinton. 76% of Democrats have a favorable view of him, and only 4% view him unfavorably. Democrats also assume that Mr. Clinton would play a substantial role were Mrs. Clinton to win the White House. 7 in 10 Democratic voters said he would have a great deal or some influence on Mrs. Clinton if she became president. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.